There are a few things in theater more satisfying than a mystery. The good ones keep you engrossed as you try to match wits with the playwright, as each new twist and turn leads you down a confusing labyrinth of mystery. The very best usually have plenty of humor to keep things light. Using this definition, Sleuth, playing at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through February 6th, is among the best of all modern mysteries. There are no red herrings, no new evidence is introduced in the second act to alter the logic of the piece, and no guilt-ridden character suddenly confesses to the crime that they were unlikely to commit in the first place. Yes, there is a detective that we don't meet until Act 2, but he's methodical and workmanlike. Don't expect from him great intuitive insights or cleverness like you get from people like Monk, Columbo, or even Miss Marple. However, throughout the play, you do get the life's blood of mysteries, deceit, and treachery. A wealthy writer of detective stories, Andrew Wyke, invites the young man, Milo Tyndall, to his home to offer him a deal he cannot refuse. Milo is having an affair with the older man's wife. Andrew would like to see Milo marry the wife to be rid of her expensive habits, but she is accustomed to the good life, and Milo's poverty might ruin the new relationship and turn her back to Andrew. Using his writer's imagination, Andrew hatches a foolproof but criminal plan in which both men might get what they want. The idea that one of the men will betray the other is a given. How retribution is offered for the betrayal is the tantalizing part of the puzzle. The beauty of the piece comes from startling surprises and by ratcheting up the danger throughout the play. One of the inherent problems with mysteries is the amount of exposition that must be offered at the beginning. Director Steve Fletcher and his two leads, Stephen Lifer as Andrew and Woodrow Proctor as Milo, overcome this with immediate and engaging portrayals. They hook you and bring you into their world within minutes. Thankfully, they enlarge on their wonderful first impressions as the play goes on. Throughout, Lifer is delicious as the pompous, arrogant writer who is condescending to all whom he considers his intellectual inferior, which is everyone. Proctor is a chameleon, changing personalities as the situation and the mood demand. Together, they are fantastic, playing comic to the other's straight man or victim to the other's bullying. The two men are so good, they make the supporting cast virtually invisible. Sleuth is a technically demanding show. Here, too, expectations are met and exceeded. The set, designed by Andy Nice, initially seems too psychedelic, but as the show evolves, it works to magnify the confusion of the characters. But costumes by Shelley Resinella are appropriate for character, time period, and personalities. A subtle but important contribution is made by Alex Dietz Keist's sound design, which builds suspense, drama, and even terror. If you go, and you should, don't become overconfident. There are times a solution seems obvious or a disguise doesn't work. You might be certain you figured out the mystery and know the conclusion. You'll probably be wrong. Sleuth continues at Curtain Call Theater, 210 Old Loudon Road in Latham. Performances are Thursdays through Sundays. For ticket and schedule, call 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.